This is Ted Kennedy. An historic visitor from South Africa is in the United States. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, over the next 10 days, a great hero of human rights is in the United States on a cross-country visit, starting with a ticker tape parade in New York, a meeting with President Bush, and a major address to Congress. Why all the hoopla? Because Nelson Mandela is a living symbol of hope for peoples everywhere, struggling against injustice. He never gave up, not even after 27 years in the jails of apartheid. Now his personal prison door has swung open. The walls of apartheid are collapsing in South Africa, just as the Berlin Wall tumbled in Europe. A major reason for Mandela's visit is to urge the United States to keep the pressure on for a free South Africa. He means you, Al. Don't join your fellow Republicans trying to relax U.S. sanctions. This is no time to back off in the battle against apartheid.
Come on, Ted. Nobody in Congress is for apartheid. It's a repugnant, cruel, and failed policy that is doomed sooner or later, so why not sooner? But it is troubling and sad to see you try to make this terrible issue Republican or Democrat. While you love to play party politics, have you ever stopped to think how many blacks in South Africa, the same ones you ringingly claim to support, have lost their jobs and the opportunity for a better life solely because of U.S. sanctions? Ted, those people suffer while you don't. They pay the price while you only lead the charge from the sidelines. Ted, come down off the cloud of demagoguery and start breathing the dust of those on the ground. Sanctions didn't get Mandela released. De Klerk did. South Africa would be much closer to becoming an integrated society with a strong and vital economy if our country had applied sense and reason instead of bombast and political pressure. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on whether in America we make filing bankruptcy too easy. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.